Kanyisa Bunu says things happened when she was a school teacher that convinced her to become a comedian. She recalls an incident when a family friend decorated a pair of her jeans by using bleach, known as Jik in South Africa, to make leopard print patterns on the pants. Bunu was so impressed that she wore the jeans to school the next morning, with hilarious results.
As I was standing there in front of the kids conducting the morning prayers, I could see the damage that was done by the jig. I could see my painting. I could see there were holes in the pants and the holes were growing. And I could see the learners were all smiling, some giggling behind. I dropped the Bible, I put it down and left the morning session.
After overcoming shock and embarrassment, Bunu says she realized something profound, that she had enjoyed making the children laugh. Not long afterwards, she quit teaching. Bunu began performing as one of the few females on Johannesburg's comedy circuit.
This is a one-woman show, so please put your hands together and welcome on stage, Kanyisa
She's not afraid to crack jokes about subjects others avoid. At a recent performance in a stronghold of the ruling African National Congress, the ANC, she focused on the party's Secretary General, Gwede Mantashe.
You know, Gwede would walk in here and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to kill all of you, not directly, but through hunger, unemployment, and corruption." Yeah, Gwede.
She satirizes the fickleness of many South Africans who complain about the incompetence and corruption of the ANC government, yet still vote for it. Later, Bunu asks her audience, "What is this other that everyone's always talking about?"
Like when you're filling forms, they ask your name and then they go like male, female, and other. And you start wondering, what is the other? And sometimes out of curiosity, you cross the other and imagine the person reading it. Could this be another Caster Semenya?
South African world champion athlete Caster Semenya has been cleared to compete internationally as a woman. But questions are constantly raised about the muscular runner's gender. To purposely break the flow of her comedy, Bunu often injects parts of traditional Xhosa life into her shows. A Xhosa poet recently took to the stage during one of Bunu's appearances to lyrically praise his clan and his ancestors. Bunu allowed the poet to perform, even though she'd never seen his work before.
Even for me, it was for the first time that I saw him do that. And he was great, don't you think so?
Yes, I do, but weren't you scared that he would do something stupid?
I wasn't that scared because the friend said, "Yeah, he's good. If only he had done something, it would have been an opportunity for me to make a joke about him when he leaves the stage."
Bunu maintains that being a woman helped her to break into comedy in South Africa.
For me, it works because there are so many comedians and it's so hard to stand out. But if you're a woman, you've got the first advantage because there's few of us. So people can always remember that female comedian. Yeah, she was good. But it doesn't mean
she says her ambition is growing as she gains confidence as a comic.
I would love to be an international comedian. Not just perform here in the country, but go overseas.
Yeah, to this end, she's in regular contact with American comedian Erin Jackson.
I also saw her in a competition called Last Comic Standing. So I just saw this lady who was so powerful, and even me.
I know that when people say our children are our future, that is meant to inspire us and give us hope. I understand that. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Every now and then, I run into a child that I hope does not make it.
In the meantime, Bunu says she's dedicated to raising laughs in South Africa. As long as it doesn't involve bleached jeans and public displays of her panties. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.
That's the whole joke. I hope she doesn't make it. Don't be greedy, that's the joke. And I see stuff like that all the time. Stuff that's funny on the surface, but really, you think about it, it makes you sad. I was in a Subway sandwich.